This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. After Sunday's football matchups, Super Bowl 52's lineup has been decided. It will be the New England Patriots versus the Philadelphia Eagles. In the first game of the day, Tom Brady hooked up with Danny Amendola for a 4-yard touchdown pass with 2 minutes and 48 seconds remaining to complete the New England Patriots comeback in a 24-20 win over the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. The 40-year-old Brady was 26 of 38 for 290 yards and 2 touchdowns despite suffering a right-hand injury during practice last week. Jacksonville enjoyed a 20-10 lead until Amendola grabbed a 9-yard scoring strike from Brady with 8 minutes and 44 seconds remaining. Later in the day, Nick Foles came up big in the NFC Championship game as the Philadelphia Eagles rolled to a 38-7 win over the Minnesota Vikings. Foles missed on just 7 passes as he was 26 of 33 for 352 yards and 3 touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey grabbed scoring passes of 53 and 5 yards from Foles, who also hit Torrey Smith for a 41-yard score. J.J. Watt, Greg Olsen, and Benjamin Watson are finalists for the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The honor recognizes a player's contribution in his community and to society in general. In the NBA, Orlando beat Boston 103-95. Brooklyn squeaked by Detroit 101-100, and the Lakers beat the Knicks 127-107. In the NHL, the Los Angeles Kings doubled up the New York Rangers 4-2, and the New York Islanders beat the Blackhawks 7-3. The general manager of the U.S. Olympic men's hockey team has died 2.5 weeks before the start of the Winter Games in South Korea. USA Hockey says Jim Johansson died in his sleep Sunday morning at age 53. In men's college basketball, UAlbany dismantled UMBC 83-39, and Quinnipiac topped Siena 76-69. In women's college basketball, UAlbany beat UMBC 78-75. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.